Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We want you to complain.
Yay!
We want you to... Basically, we saw a story that was about... It could be about complaining. I think every generation kind of goes through this where they go... It's just not, it's not the same as it used to be. When I was young, this was cool, and now it sucks.
Yeah.
So some of the things that came up in this story, the first one was coffee. I think between you and I, we're gonna poo-poo this list because there's things on here that I don't understand why they think they were better then than they are now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. When I was a kid, I remember coffee is these granules you pour into something and it's like 5 minutes later brown.
Oh, instant coffee.
Oh, that was instant.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did your parents have instant coffee?
No. They had the regular coffee maker, but every now and then.
They were just like, oh, just make themselves a cup of coffee. Well, according to this, and we're calling this, they don't make it like they used to. So if you want to say, when I was young,
blank was better.
Orange juice was great. It was tang and blah, blah, blah. Now all this fresh squeezed crap is blah. I can't. So according to this, they're saying, whatever happened to get a good hot cup of coffee without all the other.
See, I thought modern coffee's better. You have a billion choices now and flavors and this style.
So I like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not one of the people who's complaining about that. And I think you can still get just a regular cup of coffee at Starbucks, can't you?
I don't know.
I've never tried.
Right. What do you say? Would you order that? Filter the water through.
Like beans shoved in a thing with water.
That's right.
I don't know. Honestly, I think you just say coffee, but then you have to get all down in their size thing. Oh, like a medium coffee. They're like, you mean venti? No, grande. That's what's. Everybody's already beaten this horse to death, but it is stupid that your medium is grande. Grande is, the word is grande. That means huge.
Is that Latin? Are they keeping Latin alive with those terms, though?
It could be.
Okay.
It feels Spanish to me, but I think Spanish is a Latin language. So, because venti is the bigger one.
Yeah. And that sounded Latin.
Or Italian. Yeah. You know what used to be cool? You know what's better? They don't make them like they used to.
When we would
sizes at Starbucks. I think it's like the 15th time we've brought up Starbucks today. Huh. So here's the one that a lot of people were talking about. Cars. They don't make them like they used to. This person says cars were better back then.
I agree, yet I kind of disagree a little bit.
Okay.
I just remember as a kid, everyone's air conditioning would just go out and stop working.
My air conditioning as a kid was like roll the window down.
Right. No, you'd have it in the car, but it would always break and no one would ever fix it. So I just remember that sucked back then.
But the cars were...
Stout. Metal.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were made of stuff that when you crashed, you didn't die.
That's true.
Now we have to put pillows that explode in your face in the car to keep you from dying.
And you're right. Everything's kind of like cheaper plastic. Everything's kind of...
Were the cars better back then?
I don't know.
I'm trying to decide. I have to disagree. I think it's cool. Like when a car starts to get old, it sucks. Like now an old Mustang or an old Challenger or whatever, old cars, they're still just as solid as the day they were built. But new cars, you drive them like 5,000 miles and they start to sound like a 50-year-old car.
They do. I'll give you that.
So that's not good.
Yeah.
So they don't make them like they used to. But that's almost a good thing.
Okay.
Because with all the electronics, I mean, to be able to like drive down the road and talk on your phone.
Oh, dude, you're right. Back in the day, anyone could kind of fix your own car, too. They made easy to.
You did.
Yeah, because it was a basic.
There was
basic.
Grease Monkey, Jiffy Lube.
All that.
Christian Brother, whatever. Right. There was just like.
You
go out with an oil filter and try to drive your car up on a couple rocks.
I know.
Couldn't afford ramps. Right. Remember my dad out there just like build a couple things out of 2x4s. It was like, what are you doing?
All rickety.
All right, so this is your moment. You get to call and tell us the things that were better back in the past than they are right now. Now, there's a couple other things on their list. They say video games were better then, and I have to agree. But that's because this is gonna show my age. Have you tried to play a video game today?
I can't see on the small phones, so I can't play them on there.
But I'm talking about like on an Xbox or a PS4.
No, I haven't even seen an Xbox.
So when you played a video game, what did you have in your hand?
I had a joystick and maybe one or two buttons.
Thank you.
You know what? They were upright machines, so you would stand there.
And do your thing.
Do your thing.
And you could move your guy, and you could blow crap up.
There you go. In fact, we used to call them Pirates Coves, or, you know, you would have the arcades.
Yes.
Where they had all these games centrally located in one building.
Now, the video games look so much better. I'll admit it.
Way.
But you have
X, L, two Y, joystick, G, A, yellow, B, X, red, L,
yes. Yes. And then on your fingers, there's all two on the top and two on the bottom.
Yeah. I miss
they don't
one
make it
joystick,
like they used to.
Two buttons.
That, God.
That's all you need.
Even just with the Atari, it was one button.
Oh, that's right, like, yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
That's all you needed.
But you know what? Kids are smarter nowadays, so to them, that's nothing. All the new buttons and...
They don't make kids like they used to.
Okay.
We were outside with our pretend joystick! All right, so we're turning the radio station over to you. You get to complain. What was better back then? They don't make it like they used to. Oh, God.
Oh, no!
Trooper Lewis is on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Trooper Lewis...
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Do you have umbrage with us, or are you complaining?
Well, might be a little bit of both with the two of you anyway, but I just wanted to clear up the misnomer. Slacker, you have two different vehicles, correct?
Yes.
Which one do you feel safer in?
The new car!
All right, just wanted to clarify.
What
your cars are made to crumple and die around you. And if Steve is driving, then that is a very, very good thing.
It is true.
Whoa.
Yes. But it's just, I mean, before, like, when my grandpa would get in a wreck, like, he was in a boat. He was in, like, a Lincoln Continental. The car was crumpled a little bit, but nothing happened. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
And now my parents, like, bumped into somebody, and the car's total because all the airbags went off.
Right.
So it's, but you're right. They were safe. They were unharmed. So, congratulations, Captain Bringdown. Appreciate the call, Trooper Lewis. Yolanda.
Yay.
They don't make them like they used to.
They don't make them like they used to cartoons.
That was a big one that other people were complaining about.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cartoons from like the 80s and 90s were just so amazing. And now the new cartoons, they're like... It seems like questionable if they're for children, and the content has changed.
Really?
And they're just not even entertaining anymore.
Yeah. Like when we were growing up, cartoon was something your whole family could sit down and kind of watch because there was enough explosions and weirdness that your dad kind of laughed, but it was kind of lowbrow enough that your kid thought it was cool. And now it's like you sit down, like I'll turn on Cartoon Network, and if it's at night, it's like Adult Swim or whatever, and it's like way too far for your kids. Way.
Exactly. And it's like... Wait. The content is so different that they have all this like new humor and jokes and you're just like, wait, what a minute. What
really?
Does that mean?
So as a parent, you're like, I don't know. This is even good for my,
it's not great.
No kidding.
Totally. Yeah. And you know, YouTube is bad. Kids, YouTube has terrible shows. And so it's like the content you really have to watch with the children. It's so different now.
No way.
You used to just be, your parents could sleep in on Saturday and let you get up and watch cartoons.
That was over my babysitter.
Yes, it was for sure.
Yeah.
And it's, thank you for the call.
You can't do that. You have to screen every.
That is totally true.
Wow.
They don't make cartoons
That's
like they
sad.
Used to. Sarah?
Yay.
Yay.
They don't make them like they used to.
Glue. I mean, it used to be that you could stick anything together, and now they made it all idiot-proof and safe, and nothing sticks.
God, I was ready to call you out, but you're right. There's certain glues. Like, I remember breaking stuff when I was young, and I'd find my dad's super glue, crazy glue, and I could put it back together.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And now nothing. Nothing sticks.
Nothing.
It's terrible.
Because we had
I've tried to put a doll back together for my daughter, and if you don't hold it for 17 hours, the head will just fall right back off. It's so dumb. She's right. In a temperature-controlled, humidity-controlled environment, I just end up going and buying another one. Because I'm like...
I know.
Because glue doesn't glue.
Glue sucks now.
I don't get to be the hero because it doesn't work.
I haven't used glue in forever, so I didn't know this was
Yeah, you don't have anybody in your house who breaks crap.
You're right.
But I do. That's a great one, Sarah. Thank you for the call. Kathy.
Yay.
Yay.
They don't make them like they used to.
Packaging for kids' toys. It was so much better back in the day when you didn't have to use flame torches and power tools to open your
kids' all
toys.
Those twisty tie things.
I remember getting the Lone Ranger doll, and he was inside the cellophane with the cardboard. Yeah. You opened the top, you pulled him out, and you began to play.
Yes, you could play. It wasn't hours later until the kids were frustrated and actually chopped off the doll's head.
I have chopped off the doll's hair because they put so many of those damn plastic things around it, and you're trying to get it, and you're like, and you chop the thing, and my daughter's like, no, that was supposed to be on there. I'm like, why?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
That's that is a good one.
That is. Thank you for the call. Amber.
Yay.
They don't make them like they used to.
Trick cereal.
You're so right on. They did change.
What, they changed it?
They did a long time ago.
What did they change?
They went to the new shapes. Well, that's fine. But then they went to the new flavors. And then when they went back to the normal flavors, they changed those too, to the point where Fruit Loops is the old Trix.
So then, so do you like mash up Fruit Loops and form balls and put them in a kiln and try to, you just eat the Fruit Loops like normal and pretend they're Trix. That is a great one, Amber. Thank you for the call.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.